Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve, and the show is Word for Word for Tuesday, September 27th, 2016. We are going to be getting into the book of Ele Debarim, which is its Hebrew name, otherwise known as Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is in the Septuagint and is translated as the second law, which it is not. That is error. Ele Debarim means these are the words. And the book begins with these words, and thus the Hebrew title for the book. That's how they named all their books, the opening statement. This is not a second law, but it's a repetition of what Moshe had said to Israel previously, and a whole new generation had arisen in Israel, and they needed to hear this. Because the old generation was told by Yahweh that because they rebelled against him, they would not see the promised land and they would die out in the wilderness, all except for Caleb, son of Yefunneh, and Yahshua, formerly known as Hosea, Yahshua, son of Nun. And they were the only two that survived. These are all new people. And Moshe was compelled to circumcise all these males. They were out in the wilderness and never been circumcised, so they circumcised them. That was in one of the other books. And I'll use the name Deuteronomy, they have substituted number 136, Adonai, for the holy name of Yahweh because of the Jewish tradition. I have replaced the name of Yahweh where they took it out and put their Lord in. So it's been repaired to the best of my ability. And they have played fast and loose with the translations. Now, I want to remind everybody, because this is Tuesday, September 27th, 2016, this won't hold true for the Gregorian date in following years, but tonight at sundown begins the High Shabbat of Yom Kippur. And it is not the Day of Atonement. It is the Day of Covering Over. I will explain that on tomorrow's show. No, I'll just do that right now. Let's just get this out of the way so people understand. Atonement means to make amends for sin. We are not making amends for sin. We are fasting and praying. Today, especially in the name of Yahshua, it is not propitiation, which is appeasement for sin, which is what they did with the sacrifice of bulls and goats. Kippur means to cover over. This is the day of the covering over of Israel's sins. by the high priest, but Yahshua Messiah fulfilled this on Calvary. We no longer have to make blood sacrifice, but this is a commanded day that we shall fast. So we fast and we pray and we praise Yahweh for his gift to us through Yahshua Messiah, and it is now a Christian fast day. It is the only one that was authorized by Yahweh. Any other day was rabbinical. But we are thankful for the covering over of our sins by Yahshua Messiah. So that begins at sundown tonight. On the night of the 27th, sundown to the sundown on the 28th, a 24-hour fast. And of course that will be pre-recorded. As this is, I will not be doing anything on Yom Kippur. The same thing, I did not do anything on the Feast of Trumpets. I observed the High Shabbat. And that's why I pre-record a lot of these shows. I will be pre-recording so I can go to the Feast of Tabernacles and observe it uninterrupted. I just don't teach this stuff. I do this stuff, okay? So I'm not going to ask you to do anything that I'm not doing. So I will be fasting the entire day of the 28th of September 2016. Next year it'll be on a different Gregorian calendar date, but a Hebrew solar calendar will be on the same day. So let's get into the book of Deuteronomy. And I told you that in the Hebrew, it is Ele Debarim, and it begins the chapter. And I will read the opening of it in Hebrew. Ele Debarim Asher Deber Moshe. All right, what is that? These, 4:28, Ele, are the words, Hadebarim, that spoke, Asher is that, and spoke is 1696, Deber, Moshe, 4:8:7:2, Moses, to cater to the English mistranslation. Well, let's get into this. This is chapter 1, verse 1. These are the words that spoke Moshe to all Israel on this side of the Jordan, 3383, that's the Jordan River, in the wilderness, in the plain near the Sea of Reeds, 5489. Between Paran, 6290, and Tophel, 8603, and Laban, 3837, and Katzaroth, 2698, and D. Zahab, 1744. 11 days from Koreb, 2722, by the way of Mount Seir, 8165, that's where the Edomites lived, to Kadesh Barnea, 6947. And it was in the 40th year, in the 11th month, 2320, on the first of the month, that spoke Moshe to the children of Israel, according to all that commanded Yahweh to Yahweh him, to them. Verse 4. Now, verse 4, you can reference Numbers chapter 21, verses 21 through 35. After he had smitten 5221, Sikon 5511, king of the Amori 567, who dwelled in Keshbon 2809, and Og 5747, king of Bashan 1316, who dwelled in Ashtaroth 6252, in Edrei 154. On this side of the Jordan, in the land of Moab, 4124, they didn't live there anymore. That was conquered territory. It was now Israelite territory. Began Moshe to declare, 874, this Torah, 8451, saying. Now, Torah has multiple uses. It's teaching, it is law, and instruction. And this is all of it. He's repeating all the stuff that happened for the new generation of Israelites. Verse 6, Yahweh Eloheinu, that's our God, if you want to use the term God, which people are familiar with, but our divine being, spoke to us in Korab, saying, long, 7227, have you dwelled on this mountain? Turn, 6437, and set forth, 5265, and go, 935, that means go or come or arrive, to the mountain of the Amori, that's the Amorites, and to all neighboring places, that's one word, 7934, in the plain, in the hill country, 2022, and in the valley, 8219, and in the Negeb, 5045, and by the shore, 2348, of the sea, 3220, that would be the Mediterranean Sea, to the land of the Canaanite, 3669, that's the Canaanites, and into Lebanon, 3844, to the great 1419 river, 5104, Parath, 6578, otherwise known as the Euphrates. See, 7200, I have given you the land before you. Go and possess, 3423, the land that swore, 7650, Yahweh to your forefathers, Abraham, 85, Yitzchak, 3327, and Yaakov, 3290, to give to them and their seed line, 2233, after them. Now here's verse 9. And verse 9 through 16, you can reference Exodus 18, verses 13 through 26. Now we're back to Moshe speaking. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I am not able alone, 905, to bear, 5375, you. When he's talking about bear, he means carry them as a burden. Verse 10, Yahweh Elohim, that's your divine being, has multiplied, 7235, you, and behold, 2009, you are this day as the stars, 3556, of the sky, 8064, for multitude, 7230, exactly as Yahweh said. That's exactly what he said. I will make your seed line as the stars of the sky. Well, he told that to Jacob. verse 11. Yahweh Elohe, that means divine being of, Yahweh Elohe, your forefathers, make you 1,000 times more than you are and bless you as he has said to you. Speaking of Yahweh. How, 3:4-9, can I bear alone the responsibility, 29:60, for your burden, 4:8-5:3, and your strife, 7:3-7:9. Now, they were always arguing and doing rebellious stuff. They just, you know, couldn't. We're the same today. We haven't changed. Squabble, squabble, squabble. 13. Provide, 3:0-5:1, men of wisdom, 24:50, discerning, 9:9-5, and known, 3:0-4:5, from among your tribes, 7:6-2:6, and I will appoint, 77:60, them as heads, 7:2-1:8, over you. This is what he did. Remember, his father-in-law, Reuel, he advised him to do that. 14, and you answered me, 60:30, and said, it is good, 2:8-9:6, the thing which you have spoken to do. 6:2-1:3. Reuel was also called Yitro. Okay, that was his name. Reuel was the title, and it means excellency. Okay. 15, so I took the heads of your tribes, he's speaking in past tense here, men of wisdom and known, and put them as heads over you, magistrates, 8:2-6:9, over thousands, and magistrates over hundreds, and magistrates over fifties, and magistrates over tens, and officers, 78:60, among your tribes. Verse 16. And I commanded your judges, 8:1-9:9, at that time, saying, hear between your kinsmen, 2:5:1, that can mean brothers, and judge righteously, 6:6-6:4, between a man and his kinsmen, and between the sojourner, 16:16, that's a temporary resident, that's ger. You shall not be partial, 5:2-3:4, to presence, 64:40, that means a man of importance. In judgment, 4:9-4:1, the small, 6:9-9:6, and the great, 14:19, you shall hear. You shall not fear, 14:81, the presence of a man. Because the judgment is Elohim's, 4:30, the divine being. And if a matter, 16:97, is too difficult, 7:1-8:5, bring, 7:1-2:6, bring it to me, and I will hear it. He was delegating authority because he just couldn't handle all the little matters. He had to have people to help. Well, we as Israel need to help each other today. One man cannot bear everybody's burdens. Just can't happen. People call Eli all the time wanting him to do stuff. Eli can't do it all. People need to accept responsibility among their own group. If you form a congregation of Yahweh in your area, you have to decide among yourselves who the wise among the group are and appoint leaders. You have to take it to Yahweh in prayer and get leaders among you that are going to follow the righteous judgments of Yahweh and follow their advice. If you trust him that much, then you should set up, as Moshe did, your own congregations. That's what they did in Yeshua's time. When he ascended after the torture that he suffered, and he went to the Father, he left behind the Holy Spirit, and he set up the ecclesia, the called out ones, not churches. The ecclesia, the called out ones, and only Israel is called out. And we, as Israelites, need to set up ecclesia all over the place, wherever you are, whether you're on the North American continent, or you're in South Africa, or you're in Great Britain, all the Isles, or you're in Germany, or France, or Denmark, or New Zealand, or Australia, and you need to set up an ecclesia of Yahweh and follow the commands of Yeshua Messiah and set up your own local little thing. Don't go to these Judeo-Christian false teachers. You can read the Bible as well as anybody else. And it's pretty plain. If you really want to know, it may offend you at times. It may disrupt your personal lifestyle. But then you need to change your personal lifestyle to match the scriptures. Don't change the scriptures like the churches have tried to match the lifestyle. Follow the scriptures, not the commandments of men. If you doubt what I say at any time, look it up. I give you Strong's numbers, I give you chapters and verse. Read it for yourself. I want you to do that. Please study. There's so many things on the internet that are just a bunch of shine-ons. They shine you on, and they come up with all these crazy ideas. This is straight gospel here. That's all I want to do is read this to you as it was originally written, not how the mistranslators have twisted it in their modern English translations. They have butchered the scripture. And sometimes it's a little confusing, and I try to get in the chat room and explain things when I can. But I have a lot of stuff going on. Okay, let's get back to this. Verse 18. And I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do. Verse 19, and when we set out from Korab, we went through all that great and awesome, 3372, that all can also mean fearsome wilderness, which you saw by the way of the mountain of the Amore, as Yahweh Eloheinu commanded us, that means our divine being, Eloheinu, and we came to Kadesh Barnea, 6947. And I said to you, you have come to the mountain of the Amore, that's the Amorites, which Yahweh Eloheinu gives to us. Okay, that's one of the things that he gave them. They were going to dispossess all these people. Verse 21. Look, 7200, has set Yahweh Eloheka, again, that's your divine being, before us the land. Go up and possess it, which says Yahweh Elohe, that means divine being of, Yahweh Elohe, your forefathers, to you. Do not fear nor be discouraged, 2865. And you came near to me, all of you, and said, we will send, 7971, men before us, and they will search out, 2568, the land, and return, 7725, to us word of the way, 1870, that we go up, 5927, and the cities that we go to. Verse 23, and good in my eyes was the saying, and I took from you 12 men, one man from each tribe. And they turned, 6437, and went up into the mountain, and came into the wadi, 5158, of Eshcol, 812, and spied it out, 7270. And they took in their hands from the fruit of the land, and brought it down to us, and returned to us word, saying, good is the land that Yahweh Eloheinu gives to us. But you would, that's 14, you would not, 3808, go up, but rebelled against, 4784, the word, 6310, literally the mouth, of Yahweh Elohechem. And verse 26 through 46, you can reference Numbers 13 and 14, both chapters. And verse 26 here, you can reference Deuteronomy 9:23 and Hebrews 3:16. Verse 27, and you murmured, 7279, in your tents, and said, because hated, 8135, because hated Yahweh us, he brought us forth from the land of Mitzrayim to give us into the hand of the Amori to destroy us. That's 8045. Where, 575, shall we go up? Our kinsmen have melted, 4549, our heart, 3824, saying, the people are greater and taller than us. The cities are great and fortified up to the sky. And also we, the children of Anak, this is difficult. And also we, the children of the Anakim, 6062, we saw there. That doesn't translate well into the English. It's a little difficult. They repeat things. Their phraseology is different than English. But that's what it says in the Hebrew. I said to you, do not dread, 6206, neither fear, 3372, from them. Now the Anakim were part of the race of giants. They were big. Verse 30, Yahweh Elohechem, which goes before you, he shall fight, 3898, for you, as all he did for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes. They still are losing heart. Even after all that they had seen. This is the generation before the people he's talking to. And in the wilderness where you have seen how carried, 5375, how carried you, Yahweh Elohecha, as carries a man his son, in all the ways that you walked until you came to this place. Now, verse 31 here, you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 18. And that's what he did. He carried Israel. He bore them up. Verse 32. In this matter you did not believe. 539. Yahweh Elohechem. Now verse 32. You can reference Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19. Verse 33, who went before you in the way to search out, 8446, for you a place to pitch your tents, 2583, in fire by night, to show the way that you should go, and in a cloud, 6051, by day, 31:19. and heard, Yahweh, the voice of your words, and was angry, 7107, and swore, 7650, saying, now, chapter 1, verse 34 and 35, you can reference Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 18, verse 35. Surely not shall see any man of this generation, 1755, of evil, 7451, call them a generation of evil, of this good land that I swore to give your forefathers. Verse 36, except, 2108, Caleb, son of Jephunneh, he shall see, and to him I will give the land that he has trodden, 1869, upon, and to his children, because, 3282, that he has fully, 4390, followed after, 310, Yahweh. Verse 37, also with me was angry, 599, Yahweh, because of you, 1558, saying, also you shall not go there. That's when they struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Verse 38, Yeshua, son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go there. Strengthen him, 2388, for he shall cause to inherit it, 5157, Israel. Verse 39, your little ones, 2945, that you said would be booty, 957, and your children that did not know in that day good and evil, they shall go there, and to them I will give, and they shall possess it. This is him talking to the old generation, and he's describing the people that Moshe is now speaking to. He's speaking to the little ones and the children that didn't know good or evil. Those are the ones that are left alive, except for Caleb and Yeshua. They're still alive. 40. But you, speaking to the old generation again, that is gone, turn, 6437, turn you, and set out, 5265, into the wilderness by the way of the Sea of Reeds. Verse 41, then you answered and said to me, now he's speaking of Israel in general, the prior generation, they're the ones that said this, we have sinned, 2398, against Yahweh. That is katanu. That is to miss the mark or fail in duty to. We will go up and fight, 3898, according to all that commanded Yahweh Eloheinu. And when girded on, 2296, each man his instruments, 3627, of war, 4421. Now, instruments means weapons. You were ready, 1951, to go up the hill. They were going to go up and fight the Amori and the rest of them. Verse 42, said Yahweh to me, say to them, do not go up nor fight, because I am not, 369, among you, 7130, and be not smitten, 5062, before your hated enemies, 341. 341 is oibekem. That's a much more emphatic use, and it has tribal and racial overtones to it. The people that they were going to fight were racial aliens and of different tribes, and they were wicked, very wicked. Verse 43. So I spoke to you, and you did not hear, but rebelled, 4784, against the word of Yahweh, and presumptuously, 2102, went up the mountain. And came forth the Amori, which dwelled on that mountain, to meet you, and pursued you, as do bees, 1688, and destroyed you, 3807, in Seir, 8165. That's the mountain of the Edomites. Unto Kormah, 2267. Verse 45. And you returned and wept before Yahweh, but Yahweh did not hear your voice, nor give ear to you. That's 238, to give ear. So you dwelled in Kadesh, 6946, many days, according to the days that you dwelled there. this was said before, but he's recalling all of these events to the new Israelites that didn't know all of it. Now we begin chapter 2, verse 1, and you can reference for verse 1 Numbers 21. Verse 4. Then we turned and set forth into the wilderness by the way of the Sea of Reeds, as had spoken Yahweh to me, and we went around, 5437, the mountain of Seir many days. They couldn't go up there. The Edomites would come out and make war on them. They said, no, you can't pass through. Verse 2. And spoke Yahweh to me, saying, much have you gone around this mountain. Turn you northward, 6828. And command the people, saying, you shall pass over the border, 1366, of your kinsmen, 251, the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir. And they shall be in fear of you, 3372. Guard yourselves, 8104, greatly, 3966. Do not, 408, meddle, 1624, with them, because I will not give you of their land as much as treads, 4096, the sole, 3709, of a foot, 7272. Because as a possession, 3425, to Esau I have given the mountain of Seir. And verse 4, you can reference Genesis chapter 36, verse 8. Verse 6, food you shall buy from them with silver, and also water you shall buy from them with silver, so you may drink. Pardon me. Because Yahweh Elohecha has blessed you in all works of your hands. He knows your walkings, 1980, in this great wilderness. These 40 years, Yahweh Elohecha has been with you. You have not lacked 2637 anything. Verse 8, and when we passed from our kinsmen of the children of Esau, who dwelled in Seir, through the way of the plain from Eloth, 359, and from Etzion Gaber, 6100, we turned and passed through the way of the wilderness of Moab, 4124. Verse 9, you can reference Genesis 19, verse 37. And said Yahweh to me, do not be hostile, 6696, and be an adversary, to Moab, nor provoke, 16:24, nor provoke them to battle, 4:4-1. For I will not give you of their land for a possession. For to the children of Lot, 3:8-7:6, I have given Ar, that's just Ar, 61:44, for a possession. Verse 10, the Emim, 3:6-8, before you dwelled there, a people great and many, tall as the Anakim. These were also accounted as giants. Verse 11, Rephaim, 7:4-9:7, they were accounted, 2:8-0:3, as, like, 6:3-7, the Anakim. But the Moabim, 41:25, that's the Moabites, call them Emim. They were remnants of the giants. See, they didn't all die in the flood of the Tarim Basin. It was not worldwide. It was only in the Tarim Basin. And it wiped out most of them, but not all. Verse 12, and in Seir dwelt the Korim, 2:5-7:2 before. But the children of Esau dispossessed them when they destroyed them from before them and dwelt there instead, 8:4-7:8. As Israel did to the land of his possession, which gave Yahweh to him. Verse 13, and I said, now rise up and go over the Wadi, that's a river valley, Zared, 2:2-1:8, or it can be Zered. And we passed over the Wadi Zared. And the time that we walked from Kadesh Barnea until that we passed over the Wadi Zared was 38 years. Until was consumed, 8:5-5:2, all the generation of the men of war from among the camp, 4:2-6:4, as swore Yahweh to them. Also the hand of Yahweh was against them to discomfit 2,000 them from among the camp until they were consumed, caused them constant problems. Verse 16, so it was when they were consumed, all the men of war, and had died among the camp. Verse 17, that spoke Yahweh to me, saying, verse 18, you are to pass through this day the border, 1366, of Moab at Ar, 61:44. And when you come near, 71:26, in front of, 41:36, the children of Ammon, 5:9-8:3, these were more children of Lot, children of incest by his daughters, do not harass them, 6:6-9:6, and do not meddle, 16:24, with them, as I have not given the land of the children of Ammon for you to possess, 3:4-5. For to the children of Lot I have given it to possess. These are the second half of the children of Lot. And on verse 19, you can reference Genesis chapter 19, verse 38. Verse 20, the land to Rephaim, 7:4-9:7, it was accounted, 2:8-0:3, also 6:3-7. Rephaim dwelled there before, and the Ammonim, 5:9-8:4, called them Zamzumim, 2:1:8:7. They were giants. Verse 21, and Rephaim means the spiritually dead ones. 21, a people great and many and tall as the Anakim destroyed Yahweh before them and dispossessed them and dwelled there the Ammonim instead. 8:4-7:8. As he did for the children of Esau that dwelled in Seir, that he destroyed the Hori, that's the Horites, 2:7-5:2, before them and dispossessed them, and they dwell there instead until this day. Verse 23. And the Awim, 5:7-5:7, that dwelled in Katsarim, 2:6-9:9, unto Azza, 5:8-0:4, that would be called Gaza today, the Gaza Strip. The Kaftorim, 3:7-3:2, that came forth from Kaftor, 3:7-3:1, he destroyed, and they dwelled there instead. Now Yahweh is speaking again. Verse 24. Rise up, set forth, and pass over the Wadi Arnon, 7:6-9. See, I have given into your hand Sihon, 5:5-1:1, king of Keshbon, 2:8-0:9, of the Emori, that's the Amorites, and his land. Begin, 2490, to possess it, and provoke, 1624, him to battle, 4:4-2:1. This day I will begin to put the dread, 6:3-4:3, of you, and the fear, 3:3-7:4, of you upon the nations. This is the non-Israelite nations, 5:9-7:1, or peoples. That's more literal translation, the peoples under the whole sky that shall hear, 8:0:8:5, the report, 8:0:8:8, of you, and shall tremble, 7:2:6:4, and be in anguish, 2:3:4:2, from your presence. Verse 26, and I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedemoth, 6:9:3:2, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, let me pass through your land. I will go upon the highway, and I will not turn to the right or to the left. Food for silver you shall sell me, so I may eat, and water for silver you shall give me, so I may drink. I will only pass through upon my feet, as did to me the children of Esau that dwelled in Seir, and the Moabim that dwelled in Ar, until that I have passed over the Jordan, that's the Jordan, to the land that Yahweh Eloheinu has given us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass through, because hardened, 7:1:8:5, Yahweh Eloheka, his spirit, and made courageous, 5:5:3, his heart, so that he might give him into our hand that day. He set him up for a fall, in other words. Verse 31, and said Yahweh to me, see, I have begun to give before you Sihon and his land. Begin to possess it, that so that you may possess the land. Verse 32, went forth Sihon to meet us in battle, he and all his people, to do battle at Yahatza, 3:0:9:6, and gave him Yahweh Eloheinu before us, and we smote him and his sons and all his people. That means to kill. Verse 34. And we captured, 39:20, all his cities at that time. 6:2-5:6. And we destroyed, 2:7-6:3, in all the cities the men, 4:9-6:2, and the women, 8:0-2, and the little ones, 2:9-4:5. That's the kids. It did not leave, 7:6:0:4, survivors, 8,300. They killed them all. Verse 35, only the beasts, 9:2-9, we took for booty, 9:6:2, and the plunder, 7:9:9:8, of the cities we had captured. Verse 36, from Aroer, that's A-R-O-E-R, 61:77, which is by the edge, 81:93, of the Wadi Arnon, and the city that is by the Wadi of Gilead, 1568, there was not one city too high, 7682, for us. In other words, the walls, or powerful, too high in power, 7682. And all gave Yahweh Eloheinu before us. 37. Only to the land of the children of Ammon you did not come near. Any place, 3027, of the Wadi Yabok, Y-A-B-B-O-Q, 2999, or the cities in the hill country, or anything that commanded Yahweh Eloheinu. That means our divine being. And that finishes chapter 2. And we are seeing the reiteration of the conquering of the land. He is recounting all these deeds and the commandments of Yahweh and all the conquering that they did. Because a lot of these people had been children and they didn't see it. And he's reminding them of all the commandments of Yahweh. You will do this and you won't do that. Which they needed. They really seriously needed to be reminded of all that Yahweh had said. Now tomorrow I'm going to do chapter 3 and 4. But it's going to be a special show. I'm going to do the beginning of the hour, recounting what the day of Yom Kippur, which means the day of covering over, not atonement, not propitiation, covering over, which is what Yeshua Messiah did for our sins on Calvary when he sacrificed himself. He gave himself for us to cover over our apostasy. And that was the redemption of the nation of Israel. We can make an individual commitment to him and come under that new covenant that Yahweh has given us. The old covenants haven't passed away. The only thing that is different is the Levitical priesthood is removed and the priesthood of Melchizedek in English. It is Melchizedek in Hebrew, the King of Righteousness, is now in effect. And who is the King of Righteousness but Yeshua, Messiah, who is our King? And he will return. I always urge people to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. It tells what is going to happen to the evil ones when he comes back. We are in persecution right now. This is so true. We know it. We don't want to be presumptuous, as we have been warned against in other chapters. Especially in Numbers, they were presumptuous. And when Yahweh was not with them, they went up the hill, as I read here in Deuteronomy, it's repeated, to fight. And he said, don't go up. And they just got the heck kicked out of them. And a lot of them got killed and they got pursued. They were disobedient. They had grumbled against Yahweh, and he says, no, you don't want to listen to me. I'm going to withdraw. Well, he's blessing individual Israelites today, the ones that are coming back to him and call upon his name and worship him. And he's doing that on a one-to-one basis. Israel is still being punished. We keep trying, especially here at EFR, everybody's trying to wake up the rest of Israel because we care about our brethren. We do. And slowly but surely, people are waking up. Even people out there in the world that are not hearing this are seeing all the rottenness of the Edomite pretenders to Israel with their usury and their machinations and their constant war, and these politicians that are their willing puppets, and they're getting disgusted. They're waking up. Just their actions of the children of the evil one is telling on them. They're telling on themselves by the fruits that they bear. And the scripture says, by their fruits shall ye know them. Well, they have rotten fruit. And it stinks to high heaven, and people are smelling this, finally. And there's going to be, hopefully, a great awakening. And when Yahshua comes back with his mighty messengers, with flaming fire, he will destroy those that are the enemies of Elohim, the divine being. And he will protect and bless his children, Israel, those that have returned to him and believe on him and obey him. He said clearly, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that means the feasts and the fast of the day of covering over, Yom Kippur. Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Tabernacles, Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Wave Sheath, all of that that we celebrate. I do all of it. I don't miss a lick because I believe, and because I believe, I have to act. You have to put your belief into play. You can't just say you believe and then go on living in the world of the world. You have to come out from the world and be separate and be one of Yahweh's children. And that's what we're teaching here. Straight scripture. Chapter and verse. Nothing but. No crazy theories. Just scripture. That's all this show is about. Well, I say peace be with you, brothers and sisters. Shalom aleichem. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh bless you all.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus.